Everybody, it's Mike Schramm. I did not record a video this week, unfortunately. I should have. I've been meaning to record a video every Friday, but I figured instead of a video, I would record a quick mini podcast here about something that I did today, and I probably should have taken video of, but I was neglectful. Before I do that, I want to fill you in on a little something about me that you may not know. I am terrible at aesthetics. I am really bad at coordinating colors and even shapes and layouts and different things like that. I can't design to save my life, which is a shame because I know the code. I know how to do the web code, but I don't know how to do the actual artistic design. This came into sharp relief earlier this weekend because, as you may have seen on my Twitter feed, I tried to buy a couch, and I am just. It's not that I don't care. I do care. I want my stuff to look good. You know, I want everything around me to look good. I enjoy good design. I appreciate good design. But for some reason, I don't have it in me. And so when I went out to go shopping for a couch this weekend, I didn't have it. I didn't know what color to get. I didn't know what I liked in terms of the way it looked. I didn't know what was right to get. I have no aesthetics. I don't know. I guess I can look at something and say, this looks good. This does not. So I guess I have something there. But in terms of why it looks good or why the colors work or, you know, filling something in for myself, I just don't have it. So today I went to a place called the Getty Villa here in Los Angeles. And this is a place run by a guy who does know a lot about aesthetics, John Paul Getty. And when I thought run by him, he passed away in the 70s, I believe. But in the 30s and 40s, he made a bunch of money from oil. And so he put all this money together and started collecting all this art because he was extremely rich. And in fact, he has this gigantic collection called the Getty Collection, and they decided to store it in two places here in Los Angeles. One's called the Getty Center, which is probably very famous, and you've seen pictures of it. And I went there with my parents a little while ago. And then today we went over to a place called the Getty Villa. And the Getty Villa is this other section of the Getty Museum where he recreated a Roman villa, basically an Italian villa, an ancient Roman villa. It was the same, it's called the Pala de Vesuvia, I think, or something like that. It was in the town where the volcano was, where Vesuvius was and destroyed everything. And so it was basically a recreation of an ancient Roman villa. And one of the interesting things we learned today is that, you know, when you go and look at ancient architecture, usually what you think of is like white marble, like the Parthenon and all that stuff. It's all white marble. But what actually happened, and I'd heard this before, but what actually happens with all the marble is that Romans were really into bright colors. They were into painting things. They were really into decoration. And so what they did is they would make these very, you know, artistic, very well-crafted marble columns and walls and different things like that. And then they'd paint them, all these very garish colors, and they'd paint them with murals, and they'd paint them with big primary blocks and almost like a Mondrian big red and orange and blue blocks on the walls. It was very interesting. So this was done in the original Roman, so it was almost garish. I mean, it was very beautiful, and the paintings were terrific. The murals that they actually did, and there were lots of mosaics as well. But it was funny. I was walking around this Roman villa, and I was looking at the paintings on the walls, and I was thinking about my inability to find the couch and my inability to comprehend all these colors, and I was looking at the walls, and I was like, you know, I think I prefer the white marble. I don't really get the Roman taste for bright colors, and I don't really get the coordination behind that, and I don't really get all those connections there, so it was interesting. And then, of course, I went and saw, you know, I was trying to think, too, what would I do if I had John Paul Getty's money? What would I collect? What kind of art would I look for? What would be my favorite thing? And everything I thought of was actually comic books. So I don't know what that says about my aesthetics, whether that says they're good or not, but that's what I would probably do if I had Getty's. Well, first I'd get a couch. I don't know what color it would be or what it would look like, but I would find one that's good, and then I would buy a bunch of comic books. So thanks for listening. That's a little, hopefully that was descriptive recording, even though I don't have actual video for you, but I will next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading the blog, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.